I'm Luke Summerhayes, and I love Trubbish. Environmentalism has always been a big part of Pokémon. One of the reasons the game exists was Tajiri Satoshi lamenting the disappearance of the rural areas around Tokyo, in which he once caught bugs. In that very first generation, we had pollution-based monsters in Grimer and Muk, and coughing and wheezing. At one point, considered localized names for the latter pair were La and Ni for Los Angeles and New York, respectively. Another common source of Pokémon designs are inanimate objects come to life, a common trope of Japanese yokai, collectively called Tsukumogami. Umbrellas, sandals, and so on in folklore, Pokeballs, eggs, and magnets already in the first generation of Pokémon. So with all that being said, it's a shame that some Generation 5 Pokémon are consistently accused of being lazy designs, because they're based on inanimate objects. Trubbish is a small poison-type Pokémon, which resembles a bag of trash, the bow tied at the top to keep it closed, making a pair of ears, and a little face with fangs completing the cat image. Pokémon White tells us, "The combination of garbage bags and industrial waste caused the chemical reaction that created this Pokémon." And Black 2 and White 2 tell us, "Wanting more garbage, they follow people who litter. They always belch poison gas." Trubbish is cute in its own way, and even if you do find it gross, a little garbage eater that does stinky belches doesn't sound so dangerous. But Pokémon Moon tells us, "It gorges on trash until its stomach is full. Then it belches toxic gas. An unlucky whiff of gas will put a person in the hospital." And Ultramoon takes it further. "If a young Pokémon or child breathes in the toxic gas that Trubbish belches out, it could be a life-threatening situation." The Japanese name for this Pokémon is Yabukuron, which means torn-up bag or loose bag. The English name combines trash and rubbish, two words which more or less mean the same thing, but are more common in the US or UK respectively. At level 36, the Pokémon upgrades from accidental belches to powerful attacks when it evolves into Garboda. Garboda is a lurching, animated pile of trash. The green bag that once contained it, now shredded and worn as a hood. Two round ears explode through the top of the hood, so the overall silhouette is reminiscent of Studio Ghibli's Totoro. Somewhat ironically, considering the fifth generation's monsters were created as a kind of updated replacement of the first generation's roster, both Trubbish and Garboda's Pokédex entries directly reference the very monster they were created to replace. Ultramoon tells us, "Some say the reason Garboda and Alola are a little stronger than their counterparts elsewhere is the presence of Muk, their natural enemy." With much more pronounced arms, big bulk, and an even sharper fanged mouth, it's no surprise Garboda's Pokédex entries are much more aggressive. Pokémon Black tells us, "It clenches opponents with its left arm and finishes them off with foul-smelling poison gas belched from its mouth." And Pokémon White says, "They absorb garbage and make it part of their bodies. They shoot a poisonous liquid from their right-hand fingertips." This is all backed up, with Garboda having substantial bulk and a mastery of poisons that give it a clear competitive niche. As if that weren't enough, Garboda has another form. In Galar, it can Gigantamax, becoming a tidal wave of refuse, with trains and boats caught up in the squall. Pokémon Sword says of Gigantamax Garboda, "Due to Gigantamax energy, this Pokémon's toxic gas has become much thicker, congealing into masses shaped like discarded toys." And Pokémon Shield says, "It sprays toxic gas from its mouth and fingers. If the gas engulfs you, the toxins will seep in all the way down to your bones." On closer inspection, the vehicles caught in Gigantamax Garboda's body are just toys, joined by cute cameos from the Poke Doll and Substitute Doll. Presumably they grew alongside the monster when it Gigantamaxed. Gigantamax Garboda was the signature monster of Oleana in Pokémon Sword and Shield, perhaps owing to her humble beginnings, or the dirty dealings behind the squeaky clean image she helps Chairman Rose to maintain. The English name combines garbage, a third word for trash or rubbish, with odor owing to its smell. The Japanese name is dustas, meaning take out the trash. The Japanese word for trash, dust, is borrowed from the English word, perhaps due to the word dustbox being a way to say bin or trash can. Welcome back to Does Andy Remember Gen 5 Pokemon?
And if so, does he have any thoughts about,
Trubbish?
Trubbish? Oh yeah, obviously I know why I picked this one. Trubbish is a legend, an absolute legend. You know, poison, tick. Bag of rubbish, tick. Inspired. I refuse to get on board with all the people who think they didn't have any good ideas. And I think it's a unique concept that brings a lot of fun to the series.
How would you like Garbador?
I was about to mention Garbador, actually. So I'm a bit upset because I could have sounded smart for once. But
sorry, mate. Shut me down. Can't have that. Yeah, you know that.
It's like an even bigger Mega Trubbish, isn't he?
So it's all like spilling out, yeah.
Yeah, and that's it. This is the problem with waste, is that there's so much of it. It is endless.
I can't say I blame Andy. For all of the hate this Pokemon gets, I think it's a solid design that fits New York and is totally within Pokemon's themes. Maybe this isn't a lazy design, it just received lazy criticism. Music for Luke Loves Pokemon is composed by Jonathan Cromie. Artwork for the show is by Katie Groves. Writing, producing, and editing is by me, Luke Summerhaze. Funding is provided by my lovely listeners. If you'd like to join them to help keep the show online and find other podcasts by me and my pals, head over to patreon.com/podcastiopodcastias. Coming up are Zorua and Minccino. So if you have thoughts about those or any other monsters, hit me up with a DM at LukeLovesPKMN or an email to LukeLovesPKMN@gmail.com. And of course, I'd love if you could leave a 5-star rating and review on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Even if you don't feel like doing any of that, thank you so much just for listening. I love Trubbish. And remember, I love you too.